Hey, brother.
Brother.
Shake and bake, baby. Shake and bake.
It's a lower calorie version of the chicken wing. It's called the chicken shang.
Okay. Thank you. Hold on. I'm going to change my name.
Hold on a second.
My name this evening is...
Hold on a second. Let's get a quick test here. Test 1, 2, 2, 2. Let's get that volume dialed in here.
You sound good.
Let's do a quick audio test. All right, there we go.
How's my mic sound?
Sounds crispy. How do I sound?
Sounds good. That's the USB Audio Technica?
Yeah. For our listeners, we usually do about an hour or two of mic check before we start recording. Just make sure we can get our audio levels in check here. Check. All right. Got my system all set up. All right. There we go. What are you slurping down there, Chiefer?
Agua. I had a dry
H2O. Oh my god, you don't need a dry throat with those crackers.
Salty and dry.
Just slurp them down dry. So I heard that there are popsicles that are low calorie.
Yes, I had a popsicle with low calorie. You never seen like a low cal pop?
So I didn't know that's a thing. There's low calorie popsicles.
Go into the like they make low calorie like
what the
pre-made
fuck?
Foods.
What? Yeah. Do they have less sugar in them or something?
Yes, they're made with like Greek yogurt, less sugar.
They're made with like, yogurt. They're yogurt yes. pops
instead of it being
like
full
Go-Gurts.
Dairy. No, it's not Go-Gurt. It's regular yogurt. I think it's just like a vanilla Greek yogurt.
Oh.
Go-Gurt.
Are they good?
Yeah, they're pretty good. It tastes like actually pretty close to like a cookies and cream ice cream.
Oh.
For being low-cal, like it's pretty solid.
It's pretty solid for low-cal.
It is. It's pretty good.
Okay, well, that's good.
You keep changing your name.
What are you talking about?
Are they good?
So you're running a low-cal diet is what you're talking about. For our listeners, so you're on Jenny Craig.
No, I'm not.
So for everyone that's listening, you're on the Jen Craig. All right. It's the 1029. It's the 30-day supply of the Jen Craig.
No, I'm not. Did I tell you, though, I'm running now like 3 times a week?
Dude, three times a week?
The past 2 weeks, I've ran 3 times a week. So I'm trying to like run like a little bit further each time, but I'm like consistently running a mile pretty much every time I run.
Do you run the whole time?
Yeah, run the whole time.
Oh my god,
I can't like a really, unless it's like a really, really hot day, then I walk a little bit to catch my breath and then I restart back up running again. So it ends up being a mile. But last week I did pretty good. But I've been running like Tuesday through Thursday, so I didn't run today. So probably tomorrow.
That's awesome. That's way better than what I can do. I can't even fucking I go for like a mile and a half run, and I can't even do the whole time. I can't even run. I have to pace myself. Like I'll run at a pretty good pace, and then I'll like walk halfway through, and I'll run a little bit.
Well, it's like brutal too if you're doing it outside. Like if you go to, do you go to the gym when you do it or no?
Are you? I'll like do it outside now, but like when I was doing it in the gym, I was doing it on the treadmill.
Gotcha. Yeah, because like either I feel like. In Arizona, you either have to do it really early in the morning because, like, you're always running really late at night. Like, do it really early in the morning to beat the heat, or you're doing it in the gym because there's unless you're waiting till winter to run because you're not running in the heat of the day. It's impossible. Right.
Wait, so you're doing it in your gym inside or are you going outside?
No, I'm outside running. My gym's closed.
It's closed, but your pool's open, though.
My pool just opened Friday. Just temporarily, they're doing, the social distancing inside the pool and everything. And then they're doing pool passes, no guests. You can only, only leaseholders can go into the pool area.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of dumb. They have a lifeguard on duty right now. Only 16 people in the area max at a time. So somebody's monitoring all the time. You can't sit on the chairs that are there, the loungers. You can't sit on them. You have to bring your own chairs
down.
Did
they remove them? They stacked them up and locked them up.
Yeah. Can't touch them.
Jesus.
So it's fine. It's better than nothing. We pay for it. So I at least can go in the pool. So
you can go in the pool. You can't use the gym. So you're running outside around the neighborhood. Is that what's happening?
Yep. I just run it in the community. I just do a loop. So around my complex, if I go a lap and a half, roughly, maybe it's actually more like a lap and a third. It's a mile.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
It's like so a you mapped it out. Third. So you know what.
Mm-hmm. Well, I ran with Erin and she was tracking it on her Fitbit. So it buzzes when we hit a mile. So I kind of know how far I need to go to hit a mile each time. Like, try to push myself past that point each time now.
Okay.
Because I'm not good at running. That's all I'm doing. I'm trying to get better. I'm terrible at running.
So tell me about your whole setup here. So you got your AirPods, second generation in your ears.
First.
You got...
The call? Yeah. I have AirPods for right now? Or for
running? No. When you're running.
Oh, for running, yes.
Tell me about your setup. So... You got AirPods in your ears.
Currently, I have phone AirPods in your pocket. Phone in my pocket or phone in my hand currently.
Oh, yikes.
Until I upgrade to Apple Watch, yeah.
So you want to get an Apple Watch is what you're saying?
Yes, definitely want to have a watch. I'll pair my songs through my AirPods, through Spotify.
Okay, so then you want to – gotcha. So then you'll be able to Do you work – you can start work on your watch – and then pair your AirPods to them. Yeah.
Exactly.
So is this something
you... It
would
be nice to go in the pool and stuff too.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Be able to track your workout in the pool and
now that they just opened
cycling,
it.
Stuff like that.
I would have went tonight, but it's only open Friday to Sunday right now. So I can't even go in after work right now. Yep. I was going to take a dip tonight. It was hot tonight.
Yeah, I was just got
we
out.
We did a walk outside. Oh, you were in the pool today?
Yeah, I just got out. I was reading a little bit. I was taking a dip in the pool. I was reading, and then I sunbathed a little bit, and then I was reading after I got sunbathing, and then I, that was the whole shebang. So I was working all day, and I was like, I'm going to take a dip. Nice. It was beautiful.
Is the pool, hot, warm, or is it, comfortable?
No, it's warm when you feel it, but once you get in, your body's obviously, acclimated to the pool water being warm, so then I feel cool, cold-ish, so it's breezy, right? So you're like, oh, I'm chilly, but I get out and I sunbathe then, because then I get warm again and then I get back in. But the pool water is almost 90 degrees. It's 88 degrees, 86 degrees or something like that. It's just very high. Chill in the pool all day, especially during the day. It's very, very warm, but usually during the day, I'll still get out and I'll sunbathe and then get back in. I'll keep doing that over and over again because it's
right.
It's really nice, but it's very beautiful. Yeah.
Awesome.
But I was doing some reading today. It was nice. It was after a long day of work, right before the golden hour, about 6 o'clock. It was nice.
What are you reading? You're reading something new?
I have a book that I have from our cousin that gave it to me, our cousin Monisha. She gave me a book about entrepreneurship that she handed down to me. So I've been reading that.
Is that the one you got recent or was a while ago?
No, I've got it from a while ago. I've been chipping at it. I usually read it when I go to the doctor's office or I go to places, I'll read it. Because I have four books I've been reading at once. So I have that one. I have this book from Neil deGrasse Tyson about black holes I've been reading. So I'm a quarter way through that one, quarter way through the book that I just mentioned, the book from her. It's about entrepreneurship. It's about ideas. And then I have almost finished the graphic novel that you gave me for my birthday. And then I have another book that I started So I have so many that I've been going at once, but I really, really want to get a fiction book. Something that's like, I don't know, maybe like a horror book or something that's like interesting.
Outside of graphic novel stuff, you actually want a straight novel.
Yeah, because the graphic novels, just you could read that in 20 minutes. You know, you could read that book and it's super
Did
fast.
You read Logic's book, Supermarket?
No, I didn't.
I can send it to you if you want it, or you can buy it. It's like $10 on Amazon.
Oh, let me see here.
Super cheap. Or just, can you just buy it on your iPad Pro?
I like the physical books, though. Yeah, I like the physical books. Yeah.
I'm just asking because, like, you can get it instantly without ordering online. You know, just read it tonight or whatever.
True.
It's not a long read. It's a very easy read. But it's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool story.
What's it about? Without giving me the whole thing.
It's got like a big psychological like kind of thing going on with it, like psychological twist kind of. That's like the best thing I can say without spoiling it.
So, and it's about, is it a good book though?
It's decent. It's not like the best book I've ever read, but it's a really simple read and you'll move through it quickly, which is nice. So it kind of just flows really well. But it's like he's writing it. It's you'll see what I mean. Like you're going to read it and it seems like a high school book or like a even middle school book. It's really simple.
Okay.
It's like, it's not a complex read or anything.
Okay.
But that's fiction. It's still a fiction story.
I'll actually buy it right now. I'll buy it tonight and I'll read it.
Yeah. It's super cheap.
Yeah. I need some more fiction books for sure to read.
Besides that, I would get into like some longer graphic novels because yes, they are still graphic novels. They're not regular novels like you're looking for, but they're lengthy and they're phenomenal stories. Like, I'm trying to think one of the bigger ones I have. One of the best ones I ever read was The Private Eye.
Okay. Tell me about that.
That's Brian K. Vaughan. It's kind of like a secret group of people, like undercover spy, detective kind of stuff. But the artwork in it, Ian, is like utopian. Like it's super colorful, like this crazy city. And I can't even really describe it. I have to take pictures of it and show you it.
Okay, yeah. Please do.
I'd recommend finding that or I can let you borrow the book to read. The other book that I recommend you read, also by the same writer, because I like him a lot, Brian K. Vaughan, is Why the Last Man, I told you about. That's the one with he's the last man on Earth. And he has to figure out why.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
That one's a longer read. And like, you know how like small your trade paperback is? That's what the book that I gave you is called.
Yes.
It's called trade paperback because essentially it's 5 comics that have been released and they compress into a book, right? They bind it.
Yes. Right.
So like you have volume 2. So like you have the first book I gave you is probably like comics 1 through 6. And then now you have like 7 through 12 or whatever.
Right.
So Brian K. Vaughan, I bought his books instead of it being a small trade paperback. It's still a trade paperback, but it's like 30 to 40 comics per book. So instead of you buying like 8-9 volumes, you're going to buy 5. And that's the whole story. You buy 5 of the books. And it's the whole thing. So I just finished that a couple months ago. I bought the last one. I finished it. It's such a good read and they're making it into a show soon.
Oh, really?
It's so good. Yeah. It's going to be a show. I mean, a lot of these.
Last Man's going to be a show.
Why the Last Man will become a show. Yeah, it's in production. Lock and Key. I don't know if you ever heard Lock and Key on Netflix. That's a comic book.
No, I haven't. No.
Umbrella Academy. That's a comic book. There are all these comic books became shows on Netflix. They ended up buying them, and then now you go buy the comic and it says now it's a show on Netflix. You know.
And you're like, oh, you read this?
Yeah, like I've seen them before. I was like, oh, that sounds familiar, and that's because I saw it at the comic book shop, you know?
Right, right.
But if you want more fiction, like horror stuff, because I heard you mention horror, but you like the length of Die a lot, and like that small, quick read, but it's like it's really suspenseful and like keeps you coming back for more. Like you're like, oh, I want more. I'll like grab more of that story.
Yeah, I like the suspensefulness. I like the drama suspense, but I don't mind if it's short or not. I don't mind the length, but I want it to be grasping. Like I want it to be interesting. That's what I'm looking for.
The most grasping of my whole collection is a book called Gideon Falls. Like literally blows me away. And I think they just put the 4th volume out recently, but it had an error in the printing. So like, I guess they're going to reprint the books, but you can buy the first three on Amazon. It's called Gideon Falls. I think the first book will be cheap, like probably $8 or $9, but then I think the couple after like 12 to 13 each.
So it's a volume one you're looking at? Yep. Is that what it is?
Yep. Search it on Amazon. See if you see it pop up.
I got Gideon Falls volume one, The Black Barn.
That's the one. You got to read that. You want to talk about suspenseful and like grabbing you in, like you're going to be hooked. It's like Breaking Bad kind of addiction. I'm not even joking. It's insane. It's one of the best books I've ever read. Super creepy. It's got a cool feel to it. Really cool art, really cool writing. Definitely recommend reading that. But yeah.
So this is a graphic novel for, and how many volumes does this have?
That one currently has three. The fourth one just came out, I was telling you, but it got printed wrong. There was an error in the printing.
Okay.
So they're reprinting the books right now. So there's they're gonna hold off till they're gonna pull all the ones that currently got distributed and they're gonna
and redo it
and send them back out. Yeah. So that's the lead.
This and Supermarket and read those is what you're saying, is what I'm picking up from what you
believe. I would get Supermarket if you're looking for a novel, and if you want a graphic novel after Die 2 is done, you're gonna want to roll into Gideon Falls for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I would, and if I were you, I know they're like $10, but like you're going to be reading through that first one so quick because it's not long. You could snag, you know, a couple at once. I know they're like one day shipping most times too, like free one day. So even if you finish it, you can like order the next one.
Yeah. I'm going to get those two and I will let you know what it's like, and then I'll order more.
You're gonna love it. I want to talk to you about it so bad because I haven't talked to anybody that's read it yet.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, we should definitely I should definitely buy stuff that you've read, and then we should talk about it.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. Like definitely Why the Last Man would be awesome too if you read that, but like even just Die, because I read the first volume, is really solid.
Oh,
I
yeah,
to read the second. I haven't bought the second yet.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'll get you the second. I'll order for you right now.
You know what's funny? I do have it in the apartment, but it's ripped. So I could read it. I never returned to Amazon.
That's right.
Remember, I got you the copy, but it came in the mail damaged.
Yeah.
I honestly could read it. I have it sitting here. So I could
Is it legible? Like
the pages are ripped, but I could just hold it down and read it still. Like it was like super cheap, so I didn't return it. I think I forgot about it. So
yeah.
But
it's so good.
Yeah, I follow like the Reddits for Image. So Image is the publishing company who puts out the stuff you're reading right now. Okay. They do a lot of independent stories, and like the writers have their own jurisdiction of what they want to do with the story, and then they can publish it. So they're not like stuck with like DC or Marvel with like, you have to write these stories and it has to be this way. You know what I mean? Like they have freedom.
Right.
It's an independent thing. So Image is my favorite. I pretty much almost own all Image on my shelf.
In terms of publishers.
Yep. In terms of like just comic books in general, it's all Image, published by Image. But I don't know what I was gonna say.
All right, I ordered those two right now. Done.
Awesome.
They'll get them on Wednesday.
Oh, that's what I was trying to say. On Reddit, I follow Image Comics, so like I can see like I'll find like a forum somebody's talking about Gideon Falls, and I read through it and like comment on it and stuff. And people are like looking for recommendations. I'm like, Gideon Falls, you gotta read it. Must read.
Oh, so it gives you a good idea of what you should read next, is what you're saying.
Yeah, like I follow the Reddit for it to see like people's collections on their shelves, because I like the physical books and I see all that stuff.
Right, I do too. Yeah, yeah.
Like obviously you could also read them digital on your iPad through Comixology. It's an app you can pay like a few bucks a month and you can read all the comics you want for free.
Yeah. Well,
free on quote unquote, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Unlimited comic reading for what you pay.
I like both, but I like them for different reasons. Like I do have purchased books, ebooks. Like I have some academic ones. I have some regular ones I did from school. But like
it burns
I
my like, eyes though. Like
yeah,
I like well, the physical not, book.
I guess like the physical book for like versatility, and it's not so heavy, you know, because your iPad's pretty big, and it's like I like it so I can take it anywhere. I could be like, I can dog eared the pages. I can sticky note them for like certain things that like I can write on it. I do that all the time on all my books. I write on the pages
and then
sticky note them, and I write on the sticky notes. You know what I mean?
And then when you're done reading, you're going to shelf it. And then in a couple of years later, you're going to pull that off the shelf and read it again. Cause you're going to be like, oh, I forgot about the story. And then you'll be like, oh, this is really good. it's like watching an old show. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
It's a collectible. Well, I mean,
and not even that, but hopefully, the publisher
and everything, and the writer.
Right. Right. Too. Exactly. Right.
More, and you know,
exactly. Like, hopefully, wherever you decide to live at some point, hopefully it's somewhere closer to me. I can share books with you and I can literally be like,
absolutely,
this is what I want you to read, like, here. And I could just send you a book. I could just give you a bunch of books and we could trade. Like, that alone itself is like,
oh, absolutely. I would do that regardless. Even if I could do it now, I would ship you anything you want off my shelf. I have sent you a picture of
yeah.
it. You can have whatever yeah. you want and read it. But yeah, that definitely makes it more fun too, to trade stuff that you've been reading.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. That leads me to another question I have for you, which is, so because I have seen your huge collection of graphic novels in your IKEA bookcase, and it's growing, where, like, because I know you're looking to move sometime soon or in the near future, are you going to have a separate space for your books? Are you going to have a little...
I'll probably just
shelf
end up,
for a library, or yeah, how's that going?
I'll either just do, I'll upgrade the shelf that I currently have to like a dedicated graphic novel shelf, which, like I was saying, you should hop on to graphic novel Reddit and Image Comics Reddit, because okay. you can see people's collections and like how they set them up. It's beautiful, like gorgeous collections on the shelf. And it's like just an IKEA shelf they buy too, or like some simple wood shelf they build. To hold everything, but I'll either do a shelf like that, or I'll dedicate one of the shelves I currently have and convert it to a graphic novel shelf. You know what I mean? Because right now I have a combo yeah. shelf where it's records right. and graphic novels, but in time,
so you'll separate it and you'll have right. just, you have your books on mm-hmm. one, you have an old yeah. nice bookcase, and then you'll have your records somewhere else in
right.
your studio.
Right now it works perfect because I don't have too many of each. I have a good amount of both. But yeah. and the shelf has room to grow a little bit. So the moment that I have too many records or too many books, I'm gonna, you know, shift them over mm-hmm. to a new location.
Right, right.
But yeah, I love my setup. So nice.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely check out those Reddits. They're super cool. It's like, because like it just makes your OCD feel so good seeing these like clean collections of books, and like, I don't know, it's just so cool.
So it's Reddit, and then what's the /? It's just what?
Either graphic novel is one, or Image Comics.
Okay, let me see here. Graphic novel. Just curious to see so I can follow the page. /, graphic novel. Oh, wow.
Is there any pictures on that one?
So far, it's just looking at people's current graphic novel collection of, like, Green Lantern. There's some Marvel ones. Maybe we're just showing, like, their setup they have with... Are you into any of the anime series? I never asked you about it. Because I know we never have,
anime
neither
shows.
Of us have really been into that. Graphic novels, anime series, or shows. Because I know some of our friends would be
manga, but anime shows, like the actual animation. But yeah, like I bought one manga. I bought Case Closed, I think it's called. Can't remember. And then, there's a ton of them out there. There's some very good manga, though, that's fantastic graphic novel material. There's a lot of it out
okay.
there.
Yeah.
And then, Ian, there's even, like most of the ones I'm telling you are series. Like, they're not just one book, except for, like, right. Private Eyes, one book. I have Pride of Baghdad. That's one book. We Stand... What is it? What do we have? We Stand Our Guard. That's, like, one book. Like, some of them are just, like, you buy it, it's one story, it's over. Which is kind of cool, too. Sometimes you just, like, want one book. So... If you go on Amazon, there's also stuff that's like just by random authors. That's just like one. It's one big collection of stories, or just one story, one book, one hardcover, and you can read through it and then be done.
Yeah, it looks like Private Eyes. What, it's like $32 for a hardcover on Amazon.
Oh yeah, I think I spent I think I, you know what I did? I got it on a random book website that had a sale on it. It's like a graphic novel website. And I think I got it for like half off. So I think I got it for like $15.
But you got the shipping. Physical copy of it?
Oh yeah, I have the hard cover book that you're looking at. It's long too. Okay. See how long it is?
Yeah, yeah.
It's beautiful. Like you open it, like it's the best art that I have on my shelf. Like I want to show everybody. It looks so good. Like everybody, because like it doesn't do it justice when it's closed. Like you got to look through it to see all the art. It's insane. Yeah. Let me see. I'll send you the link to the site I'm talking about. It's like secondhand books or something. Can't remember.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff in this subreddit. I'm getting to the collections now. People have some really nice collections. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. In stock trades, that's what the site's called. Which makes sense. It's trade paperback. So they run sales all the time. It's always random. See, on this site, I'm going to send you the link. You can search whatever you want. And sometimes you can get better deals than Amazon. In stock trades. So I'm going to search this book on here and see if it's on sale.
So Private Eye is on here for $28.
So see, it's cheaper, $28.99, and it's 42% off. So it's actually less than even Amazon.
So this is where you bought?
This is where I bought this book.
Okay.
Yep. Bought it on this website. It took a little bit of time to get here, but it came in a beautiful shipment. Like they wrapped it really well, so no damage and like cardboard and tape.
Okay.
And you'll see it says collects prep. You can read this online for free. Brian K. Vaughan put this on his own website for free. But I try to always support the writer if I love them, and I love him. He's my favorite one. So I bought it, you know, stayed off the website. I was like, I'll read it physical.
Right.
There's another book he put out I want to buy, but it's not a physical like collection in one book. It's like I got to buy all the separate comics. Can't remember what it's called. Look it up. I'll probably get it with my birthday money, maybe. I've been holding off getting it for a while.
The Private Eye is set in an inevitable future where everyone has a secret identity.
Dude, it's
so following good. An unlicensed PI who is thrust into the most important case of his life. This sci-fi mystery explores the nature of privacy with frightening prescience. Collects The Private Eye. So for everyone that's listening, that's The Private Eye, and you should buy it. And we're not sponsored by.
Highly recommend. One of the best reads ever. Also, this is Brian K. Vaughan's website. It's called Panel Syndicate, Ian. That I was telling you. Like, it's like free comics you can read. But this is the book I want to buy. It's called Barrier. But it's not a book. I have to buy the whole, they sell it in like a box set. And it's like five comics. Also the same thing. They're like really long. You open them like really long lengthwise.
Oh.
But apparently it's like a story about like the border. Like between Mexico and the U.S. And like,
okay,
there's like a barrier between, like a lot of things are happening. Like there's translation issues between people communicating. There's aliens involved. Like it's a really interesting story.
So this is panelsyndicate.com.
Yeah, that's his website. So that, like, you can read some of his stuff on here for free. And like random other people put stuff up here for free if they want to offer it.
So Barrier 1 through 5?
Yep. He put out 5 issues of it. Okay, six.
Is that relatively
six,
new?
6 issues. Okay. This is July 2017 it came out.
Okay.
I can't remember if I think it's on Amazon still.
Dang, that's cool. You haven't read that though yet, you said.
I have not. I want to buy it.
Okay.
I might get through my comic guy.
My comic guy down in Jersey.
No, in Lansdale.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to Tim. Yeah.
Do you walk in and tell him to give you the special? He's like, Connor, I got you.
Pretty much, if you want anything, he'll special order it for you. So usually what he does is he has like the beginning of a lot of series. And he shows you, he's like, oh, I recommend this. And then you buy it and try it out. And if you don't like it, you don't like it, whatever. But if you do, you come back the next time. He's like, okay, what do you think? And you tell him, you know, fantastic. And then he will order the next books for you. And then you just keep showing up next time he has the next book ready to rock. So that's what he did for Why the Last Man for me. And Saga too.
Nice. So you kind of got a relationship with him already.
Oh, yeah. I've been there many, many times.
That's beautiful. Wow. Yeah. I got a, well, I'm excited to read those two books and see.
Oh yeah.
We can have a little book club session and see what.
Yeah. I'm what looking forward for it.
I guess I've forgotten how many freaking novels you've written, read.
Oh yeah. I'll send you a picture. It's a lot. I'm still finishing freaking a couple crazy series. Yeah.
Well, it's good. What else have you been up to?
I bought Last of Us Part 2 Saturday.
Yo.
I was
gonna
get it Friday, but it was sold out everywhere around me, and I didn't
rush
to the store. Like, I wasn't feeling well Friday after work. Like,
yeah,
just my stomach was weird. So I didn't like rush to go grab it at Target. I was like, oh, I'll be fine. I'll be in stock. They get so many copies. And then I freaking checked like everything online Friday night. I was like, it's out of stock everywhere. But Best Buy had it. So I just did curbside pickup at Best Buy and grabbed it Saturday.
Wow.
Yeah, I just did Apple Pay through Best Buy, paid on my phone, and I just grabbed
Boom.
It. Super easy, yeah. But, dude, it's so good. I can't say anything about it because, like, yeah, I've been playing that. Because I want you to, like, that's a game you need to play. I know, like, you're not into RPGs, but that's a game, like, I feel like you won't have issues with. It's really not that hard. You could set the difficulty, obviously.
It's scary, though.
It's a little, it's got jump scares, but you love Walking Dead, so like it's nothing to you. Like this is not nearly as bad as Walking Dead in terms of gore.
Well, I remember you were playing the first one in your first apartment. Remember that?
I finished the first one and I was blown away. I was like, oh. And then
yeah,
we were looking forward for it, but it took so long to come out, and then I like forgot about it, and then here it is, like released. I'm like, okay, guess I'm going to get this. So we were playing that a bunch on Saturday. We played like 3 or 4 hours, and we just played like 3 hours tonight too before I called you.
So it's good. Clearly.
The new one is so good. The graphics are the best graphics I've ever seen in a game ever. It looks so good on the PS4 Pro with the HDR.
Yeah, everybody's streaming it on Twitch. Like if you go on Twitch, you see what's streaming. It's everybody is streaming.
I guess I should stream it through my PS4.
Yeah, I mean you definitely should. You get views, so it's
yeah. It's so good. Yeah, but you got to play the first one. So I can send you the first one because I have it on disc.
It's on PS4 or?
Yep, I had the remastered on PS4. It's like, gotcha. I bought it for like $15 at GameStop brand new.
Jeez.
They had a sale on it and I just grabbed it a long time ago.
Yeah, that'd be
good. I remember you saw me play it at like Hatfield for like a brief moment.
That's what I was saying. Yeah, like I only saw you play for a moment. I was like, because you had a nice TV, and I was like, these graphics are absolutely insane. I was blown away.
That was my old 4K TV on my OG PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
Like, not even the Pro on the HDR. Like, it looks so much better even on this one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's insane. They did a really good job with it. And I'm not even, like, far at all. I'm, like, only 5 hours in. I'm only on, like, the second mission still, the second chapter.
Oh, wow.
Like, it's long. Like, it's a super long game. So, yeah, it's exciting. So I've been doing that, doing the running. My birthday's Sunday, so that's cool.
Sunday?
Yeah, I took off the day Friday. We're going to the beach.
Oh, my God.
So I literally only have 3 more days of work till the weekend. Oh, Tyler's in Pennsylvania.
So I didn't know that.
I'm seeing Tyler on Thursday night. Yep, Tyler flew out Friday, and he's here till Friday.
For just Friday seeing his family or?
Yep, family and friends catch up.
Okay, gotcha.
Yep, so he saw his dad for Father's Day and stuff, and then he's coming over here with Emily on Thursday night after work. So I'll see him Thursday night. I'm off Friday going to the beach all day. Saturday.
What? Beach? Hold on. Hold the horses here.
Yeah, I'm going to the beach.
Bradley Beach?
Yeah, day trip. We were going to get a house in Ocean City, but it wasn't worth it.
So that's the start of your birthday weekend is Bradley Beach?
Yeah, why?
Oh, my God. That's freaking nice, dude.
I love the beach. You know it. That's why I thought the
day. Yeah, you're freaking living high, dude.
Yeah, man. I'm going to take a cooler full of food and beer. It'd be be a good time.
Oh, a lot of snacks. God.
Go in the ocean. It's going to be at like 84 degrees right now, it says. So hopefully it's nice.
Gosh, that's beautiful.
It stays clear. Go in the ocean.
I got to get those pics, so I'll be waiting.
I'll send you whatever you want.
Yeah.
Saturday, I think I'm going out to eat, potentially, and then Sunday we're just chilling.
Oh, my God.
Aaron probably cooked something. Make me
freaking jealous, dude. Jeez.
Yeah, it's going to be nice. Really nice.
Sounds beautiful. What day are you seeing Tyler, you said? Saturday?
Thursday night after work. So it's okay. Pretty much like my weekend story in there when Tyler comes over.
Damn.
I think he's like just coming over. We're just doing like a beer share and just hanging out and catching up because obviously we haven't seen each other in a while. And he leaves Friday, so I'm sure he's not going to stay long because he's got to fly back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know what his flight is, though.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, it'll be nice. It'll be fun. So what are you up to this week?
Not too much. Working from home. Tonight, I'm probably going to stream something. I think maybe some Scriblio or some game. Scriblio?
What's that?
It's like a Jackbox game similar. Oh, but it's like okay. Pictionary game. Yeah.
That's cool.
I think I'm going to do some of that. We'll see.
Nice. Are you playing with friends?
Yeah, yeah.
TJ plan?
Yeah. Nice. Absolutely, yes. Because Monday and Tuesday are our stream days.
Okay. So you switched it off the weekends because of work.
Yeah, because Monday and Tuesday are our you're always both, free now. We both have off those days now because we're both on the same schedule. Cool. We both stream those days. So we try to get something done. So we were thinking of Apex, but he's playing Apex now. So because I was in the pool, we're going to play something different. So we'll see. But definitely going to stream tomorrow. Not sure if I'll stream tonight. I might play something. But we've been playing Apex a lot. I don't know if you knew. I don't know if I sent this to you or not, but the new season event is tomorrow for Apex. So we were welcome to the patch notes, and it's awesome. There's a bunch of different buffs.
Can we play that tomorrow?
Absolutely can. It's going to be insane. So
I want to see what it's all about.
New Apex event tomorrow. It's going to be beautiful. I'm definitely going to stream tomorrow for that. Got a couple things to get done tomorrow, but like a haircut, I got to get a shot tomorrow, but definitely going to stream that. What else? What other games I've been playing?
Well, I just got a haircut. Aaron's birthday gave me another trim. I got a one fade, man.
Fade? Oh my God, that's tight.
Dude, super tight. Military. I saw
your
grade,
beard
man.
Is tight too. I heard in the grapevine your beard is getting tighter.
Oh well, you just saw me on Father's Day. You saw that. I mean, you saw my beard, but you didn't see my haircut.
I saw the beard, and I was like, "God damn!"
Did you like my beard? I trimmed it up.
I was like, "That's got a damn prom beard."
Thick boy.
I was like, "God damn, that makes me thirsty."
Thick boy, boy.
That's the length I like it at. That length, the short length is.
Dude, it's not even that short. It's like, I think you're just deceived. I think you're just deceived, man.
No, I mean, it needs to be shorter, maybe, is what I'm saying. I don't know, but.
Oh, you want it to be shorter.
Well, the prom length is where it's at. That's the prime
that's
length.
That's super short.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
So you don't like it thick?
Well, no, because it's the Kris Kringle length, and that's when it's.
Well, I don't get it that long. I've been rocking it, like, in between, like, wedding length.
Yeah, wedding length is too long for me. Dang, that's too much. You like that?
Yeah.
You like the wedding length?
Yeah. That's why I did it on my wedding.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I didn't just do it for fun, like on a whim, I mean. Like,
well, no, I know. I mean, it's not terrible. I'm just saying I like it shorter because you can see your facial features, which I want to see. And I like the tight fade. It looks very good with the tight beard. You can see your face. You can see the jawline. That's what you want to see. That's what models want to see, right?
Models,
so
yeah.
With that.
That's what I'm going for. You're going to be a model. You got me. You're right.
Yeah, I can submit that app ASAP whenever you're ready, dude. I got it signed up. I got the agencies lined up. But if you're not going tight fade with prom beard, then it's going to be mustache only because mustache only is the dad time. And it's the mustache with the dad Dad Fade, and it's puppies only. So I don't know.
Puppies only. Well, you got rid of the stash. You had it for a while, or you got it back?
I have it. I still got it.
Oh, you do? I thought you shaved it off.
It's thick. She's thick. Yeah. I mean,
you're still growing it like out.
Oh, it's thick. Yeah.
Nice.
So, I just need a puppy in my one arm holding a puppy, and then I'm good. Long top, long flowy top, short size, mustache, and a puppy, and then that's dad territory. So I mean,
Riddle Rock.
I'll be there for a while. Yeah. But
I just saw the picture you sent me.
Oh, did it come through?
The pictures, yeah, like the graphic novel shelf.
Yeah. But I was gonna say something, but I forgot. What was I gonna say? I was playing. What other games was I playing?
Oh, Apex. Battlefield, dude. We gotta play Battlefield.
Oh my gosh, that's what I was gonna say. Yes.
We haven't played all weekend, yeah, because I was away.
Battlefront, dude.
Let's play Battlefront.
I have been juicy for Battlefront. Okay.
Well, have you been playing it?
I have not been playing it.
All right,
let's jump on that after Apex. I want to play so bad, literally, because you haven't been there.
Yeah, it's
like
so good.
I have been playing the arcade mode, which is like those like trials,
like quick jumping things.
Connor, listen to me. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Test 1, 2. Am I clear? Am I loud?
Very.
All right. Battlefront 2. Yeah. The world's sleeping on this game. Okay.
I mean, I don't think they are. It's been out 3 years.
It's been out 3 years.
Yeah, 2017.
I haven't played it. I have. I played it when it came out.
You did?
I did, yeah.
How?
Do you know Michael Brownie?
So you played this game already?
I played it when it came out.
You little... The first one or the second one?
The second one. Of course the first one, brother. We have it.
No, we were playing the second one.
No, we have the first one. It's on Xbox.
Oh, you mean the original? The original
games. No. You're not listening to me. The first one we have, I've played probably 1,000 hours I put in that game. Okay.
You're talking about the original Battlefront games.
But the second one, when it first came out, I played.
I did play. You're talking about the original ones on Xbox. So you have the first and second on Xbox.
Oh my gosh, Connor. No. Hold on. Let me start over.
You're confusing me. Then they remade them,
Connor,
and now we're we have those two new.
We own the first one, the first original Battlefront. Battlefront 1. It's just called Battlefront.
Yes.
On Xbox. Yes. You follow me so far?
If you also go into the box, we also own the second one. Just add on to your comment.
What?
Go open the
box. Yeah. Battlefront 2.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. That's the one we own. Sorry.
We own both of them.
Fuck, yeah. We do own both of them.
Yeah. Dude, it was so hard to get through to you. Yeah, we have both.
Okay, so we own both. So I've played both. Yes. But the new one, there's two new ones.
There's the original, first one. You don't know there's two Battlefronts? We're playing Battlefront 2 right now. Yeah.
Wait. They're both new that came out.
Yes.
Hold on, stop talking for a second here. I'm confused.
Star Wars Battlefront new or whatever, just like PS4. And just go to the Wikipedia. It's a lot easier to see it.
What?
Yeah.
No, there's only one game. It came out in 2015. That's the one we're playing.
There's two.
Yeah. Here. No, there's one.
Go to Star Wars Battlefront EA DICE. Obviously, DICE is, you know, who did Battlefield, right? 2015 is the original. We're playing the second one, 2017. Star Wars Battlefront 2.
What?
Yeah, man. We got the second one for free through PS4.
You're kidding me.
Yeah. Did you not notice all the heroes? It has all the heroes from the new movies.
Oh my god, you're right.
The new trilogy. Think about it. That's not in the one from 2015.
So I played the first one from 2015.
Yes. Yes. And that game
did, but I played it.
That game didn't get as well received as this one because they kind of fixed a lot of the issues from the first.
Yeah, because it was all in-game purchases.
Well, this one is too, but they've kind of settled it down. That's how EA is though with their games. But anyway, I never played the first one. So I don't know how it compares. I can't say. I have no opinion.
Okay. Now, so there's actually 4 Battlefront games ever developed.
No, there's more than that because I have one on PSP. Battlefront 3, I think.
What?
Yeah, I have one on my PSP.
You have one on your PSP? Your PP? Yep.
Hold on. I'm going to send it to you. I'm going to find it.
You still have that thing? Your PS Vita?
Yeah, man. PlayStation Portable. Not, I don't have the Vita. hold on.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not. I'm not joking. It's on a freaking whatever those little discs.
The little baby discs.
The little tiny discs in the cartridge.
Dude, I remember this game.
Virtual media disc. Oh yeah, I have God. It. I think I let you play it before.
Yes. Oh, I remember this. I remember.
Look familiar to you? Oh, it's called Battlefront yes. Rogue Squadron. Rogue Squadron.
Oh my God. Find it. Yes.
Oh, Renegade Squadron. Sorry. I thought it was Rogue
yes, Squadron. Yes, Renegade Squadron. Yep.
I'm gonna send it to you anyway, just in case you didn't find
I
it.
I was so jealous when you got a PSP. I was like, dude, this is the like.
But I let you play it. I went online. I was playing people online.
No, you like, definitely. Look, yeah, you let me play it.
If you look at the graphics though of it, like at the time it seems so cool, and like you look at the videos of it now, it looks so poopy. Like it's not even.
Oh,
good
I know
at all.
Because, but at the time it was revolutionary. It was because so
like it's like I was playing GameCube on the go, like, right? Because that's what it looked like. It looked like GameCube games or like even Xbox One.
You know, you were playing Ratchet and Clank, and I was like, dude, I was watching you play Ratchet and Clank, and I was like, dude, how? Like, this is insanely good.
That was fun to play. And I, like, didn't buy a memory card, so I couldn't save my game for, like, a week until I bought one.
I remember that.
Yeah,
that
was so dumb.
Oh, I remember playing this. Dude, good times.
Remember this game?
Yes.
I mean, it played, like, the original games. It was very similar.
Yeah, right.
But I played online. It was a lot of fun.
Gosh, memories, dude. Damn. So back to my original point, which was I have not played Battlefront in a couple days, and I'm yearning for some Battlefront.
All right. Well, so, if we're doing Apex tomorrow, then that's not a Battlefront night. So we'll have to play Battlefront Wednesday night.
So I'm also off Wednesday. So all shoot. Right.
We'll play Wednesday because Thursday is Tyler's night.
We need to play some Battlefront.
Some all right. We'll play Battlefront. Wednesday, I'll play Battlefront this weekend.
Okay.
I play Battlefront 2 tomorrow, but we're going to probably try the new event, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then we'll play Wednesday and this weekend.
Okay.
Or like Saturday. Cool.
Oh, damn. That game is so good. I can't believe, dude, when you told me that the game is free, I was like, you're kidding.
Oh, I know. I was like, well, I was going to buy it originally, and I was like, I'm glad I didn't because we got the $60 game for free.
It is literally one of the best games I've ever played.
Yeah, it's really good.
Oh, gosh, I love freaking Star Wars so much. It's so good. All right, well, that's what I'm going to be playing this week. I have nothing else planned other than that, doing some trainings later and some work later in the week, but... And then some birthday bash for you. That's it.
Heck yeah. So very good, man. Sounds like a good stretch. I mean, my work's not super busy right now, so I have I'm not like breaking my back right now. It's kind of nice.
That's good.
Like catch my breath. I got two of the hardest computer parts I could find. I'm still missing the motherboard. I'm on like every single website every day refreshing, and I'm on every notification list for stock inventory. Nothing's in stock that I want.
What do you have left to buy? What, RAM and
I didn't buy any of those pieces. I'm just trying to get the hardest parts, the parts that are most scarce, because all the things that you just mentioned are always on Amazon. They're like never not in stock. The case, the power supply, and the motherboard are the three things that are really, really hard to find right now. So I lucked out getting two of them. Now I cannot get the motherboard, and apparently I'm not alone. I'm in the same boat as everybody else.
Did you order of them? Did you open up the case and check it out, make sure it's
I didn't open it, but it came, did I tell you it came from California?
Yeah.
So I was nervous that it was going to be, it came on a truck for over a week. It was on a truck and I was not sure if it was going to like come all jacked up or like, cause they probably weren't going to put it in another box. It came literally pristine. The box doesn't have a dent on it. So I didn't even crack it open cause I know it's probably fine. Cause I know there's padding inside there. Like they put styrofoam around the whole case, so I'm fine.
Right.
I would have absolutely took it apart if it was a dent on the box. I've been like, what happened here? And like, I would have been so mad, but it looked fine.
Yeah, because then you would either get a new case. Then.
So I got the case perfectly brand new. I got the black one. I went with the black instead of the white and black.
Ooh.
I'm going for a black matte build with white inside, so kind of like a Stormtrooper helmet look. Very subtle RGB on the inside, just white. Just going to do some white lights inside.
Oh, it's going to look beautiful.
Oh, it's going to be gorgeous. Super clean. I you know how my aesthetic is. I like my super clean look.
Yeah.
And then I ended up buying the Corsair power supply straight from Canada from them. I got free shipping on it, so it took a long time, but it was fine. So I'm happy.
Yeah, they make really good stuff. So
yep, I got a fully modular one. So I got all the cables are fully modular into the supply.
Yeah.
There's exactly. No like cables that are already connected to it. I can plug in just what I need into it.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Sweet, exciting, sweet, dude. Sweet.
What's that?
I said it's exciting.
Oh, it's very exciting.
I'm just no, yeah. I mean, I'm my PC runs so slow. I gotta upgrade. No, it's because it's still a hard disk drive, and I haven't plugged in my freaking SSD and this stuff that I gotta do. But the thing is, like, my motherboard is old, and I feel like if I start upgrading stuff, I might as well just upgrade everything that's on the inside. I might as well just do a full sweep and just spend like $800.
At this point,
just,
you might as well. Except you could pretty much just buy parts and just gut the case and use the same case.
Yeah, exactly.
Clean out the case, you know, and then you already have fans. Literally just re-put new parts in it. Just keep the case.
So I got to do an evaluation. I had a bunch of parts on PC Picker, like, listed. Like, I had RAM, I had the graphics card, and I think, which is fine.
Those things you can always get on Amazon. The issue is finding the harder things like the motherboard or the power supply. Well, the power supply you won't need because you have that already.
Yeah, I have 850 watt power supply. Yeah. Like, I have a really good power supply.
You have a huge one. I bought a 650. So, and 650 is a lot. It's plenty, more than I'll need. So you are good for upgrades for years to come.
I just need like something. I need a better graphics card for newer displays because I'm gonna get newer displays.
Dude, you gotta get a 5700 XT with me.
Yeah, is that what you should get?
Yeah, because it's the best AMD based card. Unless you want to go Nvidia, you could. Because you have an Nvidia card currently. I'm going to go the Radeon end, just go AMD full build. But that's the best bang performance to money ratio you can get without spending too much money, if that makes sense. Like, it's $400 for that card, but like the next best card above that's $800 or something like that, $700, $800. So, like,
it's how much is the AMD card?
It's $400, $410 on Amazon, the one I want to get.
Okay, gotcha.
I'm going to get the Gigabyte one instead of the XFX thick one. Just because I think it's going to fit better in my machine, in my case.
Yeah,
I could get either one, but the Gigabyte one has a better reputation. It has an RGB light on it that I can customize to white and all
Ooh.
That.
Ooh.
Yep. Yeah, I'm getting fancy. Dude, so hyped to build this thing. Oh, I cannot wait to build it this summer. I would have all the parts in for my birthday if the motherboards were in, but I can't. So I'm chilling, waiting for it. Nothing I can do.
Yeah, obviously you gotta wait for the month. But is your CPU in?
Did you buy a CPU? No, I can order them. They'll come in this week if I wanted them, but I can't order them. So what does it matter? Like, I'm just trying to get the main pieces and I'll just make a big cart on Amazon, just, you know, order it all at once, click it.
Boom. Yeah. Yeah.
Get the video card and all this stuff at once. That stuff's easy to get.
What SSDs do you have again?
What am I gonna get? So
what's your SSD?
I don't know if you have been up on PC tech lately. Obviously, I've been researching heavy because I've been looking at all the parts to get, what to really get. And I've changed my mind 100 times because I didn't know what I was doing. So B550 and X570 are the two new motherboards for AMD because I'm not doing Intel, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're gonna make a PC this summer with me, you got to get one of those because then you're future-proof for the next generation of CPUs, okay? Because you can buy like a current Gen 3 CPU, but then if you want to get the Gen 4 CPU that comes out like next year or whatever, or down the road, like 3 or 4 years coming, you want to buy a new CPU with me, you won't be able to upgrade without buying another motherboard. So that's stupid, right? If you're going to buy a motherboard, make sure it's upgrade compatible for the future.
Right.
So the SSD on the newer motherboards that I'm gonna that I can get between those two I mentioned, I can run PCI 4.0. So
okay.
I can buy the super fast NVMe drives, the late like the fastest ones they currently make on the market. So like the little sticks, you know, I'm talking about the NVMe
yep.
that click mm-hmm. in. So. Yeah. It's not the 3.0, which is last generation. It's the 4.0. So I'm going to buy one Sobrin. You know what Sobrin, the company?
Mm-hmm. I have heard of
them. I'm spending $200 on a 1 terabyte. It's expensive, but worth it probably every dollar. And then I'll probably just buy a Samsung 1 terabyte like SSD, like just the Evo 860. You know what I mean? Like a 2.5 inch. You know what I'm talking about, SATA.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
So I'll pop one of those on the bottom. So I'll have 2 terabytes in the machine. So I think that's 350 though for the two drives alone. But I'm prepared for it. It's okay.
Yeah. I mean, there's a ton of options, which is so freaking cool. Because when you're building a PC, you have so many options for what you can go for. But what I was gonna say was a couple things. Did you already buy Windows? And do you plan on buying it? Because you might not have to.
Okay. I won't have to buy it. I'll be able to make the boot drive off what you sent me, off my USB.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, good.
And I'll probably just use the key you sent me too. I don't think
because it's still valid. Universal, it's right? It's still full version. Yeah. Yep.
If I'm not mistaken, because like let's say you install Windows on a new, let's say you got a new Mac and install new Windows on another boot camp. You could use the same code that you have, right?
Yeah, you should have no problem.
Because like you can keep installing that same Windows if like your machine needed an upgrade, like you still have Windows.
Yeah.
So I'm fine with the one you gave me. It works perfectly fine. I don't need Windows Pro. It's the same thing. It's not anything different. It's not gonna limit my ability. It's still 64-bit. I know what you gave me. It runs on my Mac boot camp fine, 64-bit. So I'll just do that. And if the key gives me issues, I will literally just buy a key. You can get a key for like $13 online.
Yeah. Yeah, there should be websites, no problem.
So if that's an issue, it's super easy to fix. But yeah, I don't have to buy that. That's going to save me some money right there.
And my other question is, so did you look up wireless cards or are you going to go through straight Ethernet card that you're going to plug in through straight Ethernet?
I can't. I'm not doing either of those, actually. I was going to do the Wi-Fi card. Don't need to, because I'm going to get a motherboard that has Wi-Fi and Bluetooth built in. Because Bluetooth, I need. I want Bluetooth because my AirPods, I'm going to connect my AirPods to the PC. I currently run my AirPods into Windows now in boot camp. It's phenomenal. It works actually pretty dang well.
Yeah.
Plus, I'm going to need it for like, you know, Zoom and stuff like that. So
what?
I'm definitely needing, because I didn't know that. I didn't know they don't all come with Bluetooth built in unless you get the Wi-Fi module. The Wi-Fi module has Bluetooth 5 built in it with it.
Right.
So, and I'm not close enough to my router to do Ethernet for the second part of your question. So, which sucks.
I mean, I guess you can always, I mean, your motherboard, I don't know what your motherboard is going to be capable of, but it should always have a PCI slot for.
Oh, it does.
It has an Ethernet card. So if you move and you want to have direct Ethernet or whatever, you know.
Truth is, Ian, you don't have to buy those anymore. I don't know if you know. Like, yes, I could spend $35 on Amazon and get a good, really good card. You can also spend $20 on Amazon and stick it in your USB drive and get the same thing. It's the same exact thing. You're going to get the same speeds. It's just going to download the drivers instead of plugging into PCIe.
What are you saying?
You can buy, I'll send you a link to it. It's a dongle you plug into your computer. Instead of buying you can save yourself like $10-$15 by just buying this. It's like a USB Wi-Fi adapter. This is if your motherboard didn't have Wi-Fi in it.
Oh, so it's got the USB and it's going to be a little
check this out.
Antenna. Yeah, yeah.
Yep. You've probably seen these before, but it's only $23. You can get that or you can get a PCIe card. I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to get my graphic card, but I do have to buy a FireWire card, which is only like $20 on Amazon too. So it's super cheap.
Gotcha.
To run my legacy hardware.
Do these work well? These little antennas? Yep. I don't know.
Look at the ratings on it. Not 8,300 reviews, almost 5 stars.
Huh.
Plug and play on PC and Mac.
I had no idea.
Yep. Super easy to work with. So this is your alternative if you didn't want to buy your PCIe. That you currently
That's
have.
Awesome.
Let me show you this other thing.
It's so much cheaper than freaking buying a card.
Yep. The card I was looking at was 35, so not too much more.
But I mean, and then have to install it and have you using a slot on your motherboard. Right.
But yeah, ATX boards have a ton of space, so it's like doesn't even matter. Where is this motherboard that I was gonna get? Here it is. This is more than likely the one I'm going to get currently because nothing else is showing stock in, and I'm between any, I'm not like set on just one board. I'm floating between like three or four right now, but this is the only one I found that shows availability June 26th on back order. So if that's true, I'm going to snag one this Friday while I'm at the beach. I'm going to order it on my phone, at least a pre-order if so.
So availability June 26th.
Yeah, okay. But it's still, but it, like if you read the comments below, people have like contacted B&H. They're like, they said come the 26th is probably just the pre-order button, not even the stock availability. So it's like, fuck.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I'm probably like going to be still sitting and waiting weeks for it, but that's okay. Honestly, if I have the order in and it hits my car and it's coming in the mail in a couple weeks, I'm happy for that.
Yeah, true.
It's impossible to even get that right now. They're, all the new ones are out of stock that came out last Tuesday. There's not a single one in stock still.
I don't think they even received stock. This one looks crazy.
It's insane. Yeah, it's super nice. So that's the X570 edition. With Wi-Fi built in, you get the antenna.
Can you find this anywhere else, like on Newegg or anything?
Yep, out of stock on Newegg, out of stock on Amazon. No dates on them either, so. I check all three. Those are the three I hit. B&H, Newegg, and Amazon. And I also check Micro Center. Occasionally, but their stock's terrible. So,
yeah,
it's only a pickup in store for motherboards. So I'd have to literally order in a line, then drive down to the one that's like past King of Prussia and go in.
Oh, geez.
And they have very limited like availability anyway, so it doesn't even matter. They only carry certain boards. So it's my best bet.
I like it,
dude. I'm like so excited. Yeah. So that's one of them. Looking at that one's 220. Another one looking at's 180. Like another one's like 170. But yeah, that's the plan.
Yeah, once I mean, obviously I'll be moving out here, but into my own place, I'll be figuring out what Mac I want, and then I might just do a full PC build or something, because the Mac I'll be able to get for really cheap, and I'm going to have to get new monitors anyway and peripherals, which I already have. I know what mechanical keyboard I want. I know what trackpad I want. I got all that set up. And I think I have an idea what monitors I want. And I think I'm going to go Mac Mini setup, which is going to be awesome. And then what I might do is just rebuild my PC or just build a whole brand new PC and then just maybe just use this PC for rendering for streams, which I could do, but
right.
I would like to know once you're fully done how much it costs. You can give me a full breakdown sheet, so then it would give me a good idea.
To be honest with you, I did calc it out on my work computer.
Yeah.
I think
I know you're still changing things.
Well, I'm still changing things, but with the monitor current, because I dropped $360 on this monitor that I bought. Which I still have yet to see the resolution because I can't output 1440 on this Mac Mini.
Right.
I'm running 1080 on it right now. So I can't wait to see what it looks like on the new machine. But I think it came out to like $1,800. $1,800, that's including everything except a mouse and keyboard. Yeah. $1,800.
Did you order a new mouse keyboard or no?
No. That's not included on there because I don't know what I want yet. Probably nothing crazy because I think I told you I'm going to do an Xbox controller too. I'm going to do gamepad for a lot of games on my PC. And then I'll do mouse and keyboard for games that don't, you know, aren't as good with gamepad or
don't allow it.
Yeah. Because like some games, you know what I mean? Some games I can play fine. Like if I want to play Halo, I could play mouse and keyboard or I could play gamepad. I'm fine with either one.
Right.
I'm comfortable more with the gamepad. So to be able to switch between them seamlessly, like I want that ability for my setup. It just works for me.
Yeah.
Even though I know that's not true PC territory, but I don't give a crap.
Yeah, once you're done, we'll be starting that Halo campaign.
Terraria, dude, I booted Terraria. It doesn't run very well on the Mac. I did download it on my Windows
boot camp. Is that slow?
It's very slow. The frame rates drop just because it looks so cool, though. Like, what you were right. Like, you can see everything on the screen. Like, it's so wide, so you can see all the ground for, like, ever. It's so cool. Like, I could do a boss fight. It would show everything. Like, yeah. Forever on the bottom. It's so cool.
You can see where you didn't loot, so you don't have to dig. Yeah. You can dig in certain areas.
It's
so cool.
You can see where the copper and the gold is on the ground. Like, it's like, oh, yeah, we gotta go there. There's a light down there. It's like, we gotta go.
Oh, my God.
It looks really cool. It's just, like, it doesn't really run well right now, so I don't want to play it right now.
Yeah. But it will soon, though. It will.
Can't wait. Yeah, I'm going to be playing that.
I have one last question for you, which is something I've been thinking about, which is... So, you know, you have your PS4 set up in your living room, right? Mm-hmm. And your PC is going to be set up with your desk. Yeah, but
it's the opposite side of the PS4.
Exactly. So what if you want to stream on your PS4? You know, you could have a whole stream set up on your PS4, like in the living room. No, it's going to be set up where your PC is. So how do you do that? Like, okay, I've been thinking about that.
I now that you said that, because I was only allowed to think about streaming PC stuff, because that's just really simple, or like emulators and stuff. If I want to do PS4, I'd have to do bring the PS4 over to the desk, hook it up with a video capture card like you have, and then do it through the OBS. Because I think, I mean, if I'm going to stream through the PC, I'm not going to do it through the PS4 like I have now.
Yeah.
I can do that in a pinch right now. That's fine. But yeah, I'd have to get a capture card and bring it over just in this setup. Cause yeah, it's like, that's kind of weird.
Yeah. Cause you still need the PS4 and a way to stream it, but it's like you want to have your PS4 set up in your living room because you have the bigger TV and you want to be able to relax and play. But then it's like, if you want to stream on it, it's like, how do you do that? It's kind of annoying.
It's not even like it's hard to disconnect. It would just be like, I could probably set up like a dedicated HDMI and power cable over here or something.
Yeah, that's true.
Just kind of tuck it behind the desk and like leave it, you know, connected with like a little hanger.
Yeah.
And just all I do is unplug it from the TV, the cables on the back, carry it over, plop in the power and the HDMI. Boom. Just boot it up, plug it in, bring the controller over, and then I'm good. And then when I'm done playing over here, just, you know, it's not that hard to move. It's like a few steps away, you know?
It's a good idea. Yeah.
And then I get the best of both worlds because I love gaming on that Samsung TV. It's freaking gorgeous.
Yeah.
That 55 inch is so great. It's a perfect sweet spot.
I think that's a really good idea because then you don't give up relaxing on the couch, playing PS4, you know, but you can still stream.
Right.
You know.
And like, this is a dedicated setup more so for PC gaming. Like, the purpose that I'm doing this is that like, I'm trying to, like, I'm not going to buy any game that I can get on PS4. I'm going to get on PS4, PS5, right? But any game that I can't get on there, that's going to be on PC. So, like, Xbox exclusive stuff, I can get that on PC now. Like, this is essentially my Xbox. It's my, you know what I mean? It's going to be everything. PC games, Microsoft
all the Steam games.
Everything that I can't get on PS4 is going to be on this. So, I can stream all that stuff, all that content. And then, plus, I'll be able to bring the Switch over or bring the PS4 over, hook it up and stream that too.
Yeah.
Switch is super easy. Just bring the dock over, hook it up.
Right.
Super easy to carry over compared to the PlayStation 4. But yeah, it's going to be super nice. And then when I'm done with it, boom, hook it back in the TV. Good to go.
Yeah. I like that. That's a good idea. Yeah,
I'm excited for it. And plus, it, you know, then it doesn't take up room on my desk because my setup's super clean with how it's going to be. So like, then I'll have to have a spot for the system to tuck, you know, be tucked away. Because we play on the TV so much that it's like,
right,
the ratio to streaming to probably playing on the television is going to be much more on the TV.
Right.
So it just makes sense.
Once you have a schedule set up or whatever.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. Nice. Awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Well, that's about wraps it up, I guess.
Yeah, that was a good set.
Well, we need to continue some of our gaming tomorrow for sure, if not Wednesday. Yeah.
No, shoot me a text when you're hopping on. I'll join you.
Okay.
Either day.
Sounds good to me.
cool.
I'm down.
Chilling. I'm down, yeah. Brother.
Enjoy the rest of your night, man.
All right, dude. You as well, my man.
Thank you. Peace.
All right, dude. Have a good night.
All right, you too. Peace, brother.
All right. See you, dude.